But I actually asked her, I'm going to get her in trouble with this, but I actually asked her once. I said, so Miriam, I know you love Israel. What do you love more, the United States or Israel? She refused to answer. That means, that might mean Israel, I must say.
All right, everybody, check this out. I just got done filming my weekly debate show that comes out on Wednesdays at noon, and there's just something on my mind that I want to talk to you about without tiptoeing around anything. I just want to say, affirmatively, that Donald Trump is not putting Americans first. You all know this, but it's even worse than that. Donald Trump is clearly putting himself first, Israel first, and the enrichment of his family members over helping Americans in any meaningful way. And I want to demonstrate that to you throughout this video. Donald Trump got into office and said he was going to end inflation on day one. Instead, he skyrocketed the debt. Our economy has slowed, inflation is up, unemployment is up, and millions have fallen deeper and deeper into poverty because healthcare was stripped away by this one big beautiful bill that happened to just have tax cuts for the richest of the rich. On top of that, a lot of Donald Trump's donors that poured hundreds of millions of dollars into his campaign have gotten so much return that it's almost unfathomable, even beyond the Elon Musk of it all. You know, Elon Musk donated $300 million, ended up getting contracts rewired that benefited him. Even beyond that, this current war with Iran proves that Donald Trump is being dog-walked so much so by Netanyahu, by the Israeli government, and by some of his donors that there is no way out at this point for him. I want to be very, very clear. We cannot be talking about Israel or Jewish people as a whole. We cannot be overgeneralizing or being bigoted in any manner. We do not stand for that on the Adam Mockler feed. However, there does exist a pro-Israel lobby in politics that is very powerful. I mean, they have an outsized amount of power when we're talking about AIPAC, when we're talking about Miriam Adelson and some of these other donors. So we need to draw that line and condemn all forms of bigotry, all forms of generalization or identitarianism, while also pointing out the actual reality of money in politics. Money in politics exists on both sides, with billionaires on both sides, with people trying to distort our incentives. But what Donald Trump is doing is so uniquely harmful to America because he's letting Israel walk us into a war, elongate this war, and basically dictate the terms of a war that is actively harming the American people. A really prime example of this would be just yesterday. Israel continues to strike Lebanon. Southern Lebanon is being invaded by Israel, and that breaks the very memorandum that was supposed to help Americans. Or what about this clip right here that went viral a few months back? You guys aren't going to believe this one. So Donald Trump was in Israel giving a speech to their parliament, right? Donald Trump asked dual citizen Miriam Adelson, Thomas Massie says, who is a billionaire that runs nasty ads against Thomas Massie, a billionaire who put $106 million into Donald Trump's campaign in 2024. Trump asks her, who do you love more, the United States or Israel? Miriam Adelson refused to answer him. He says that might mean she loves Israel more. This is not AI. This is a real video. I want you to take a listen to this video right here. And on the other end, we'll talk about how Trump's foreign policy is very clearly being dictated by donors who aren't putting America first, as right-wingers would say. Take a listen here.
Miriam, stand up, please. She really is. I mean, she loves this country. She loves this country. Her and her husband are so incredible. We miss him so dearly. But I actually asked her, I'm going to get her in trouble with this, but I actually asked her once. I said, so Miriam, I know you love Israel. What do you love more, the United States or Israel? She refused to answer. That might mean Israel, I must say.
Homie, he just said it right there. He said that one of his largest donors, who donated $106 million to his campaign, only behind Elon Musk, who donated $300 million and got even more influence, he's saying that she's not even, you know, favoriting the U.S. The U.S. isn't even her prioritized country. When you submit that framework into the current war that we are enacting against Iran, it makes a lot more sense. Donald Trump has been failing to find an off-ramp in any significant way. And on three separate occasions, Actually, it's way more than that, probably on a dozen occasions. But in three separate scenarios, Donald Trump has asked Benjamin Netanyahu to tone down the striking of a country, and Benjamin Netanyahu has refused to do so, or agreed with what Trump said, and then behind Trump's back still struck that country. Trump's reaction? Absolutely nothing. He doesn't actually care about putting the American people first. He even said on the White House front lawn that he's not even thinking about Americans' pocketbooks when it comes to the Iran war. Just the other day, he shot down a housing bill that was passed in a bipartisan manner because he said he was pissed about the war powers resolution that was passed by both sides. So think about this. We have an actual housing bill that is going to effectively help many, many Americans get lower housing costs, lower housing prices, get more housing built overall. Trump shoots that down for the very simple reason that he's pissed he can't continue his Iran war. Is that not him putting Israel over America? Is that not him putting his war with Iran over the pocketbook of Americans? He admitted it. But there have been three separate occasions where Benjamin Netanyahu F's up the peace deal entirely. We can start off with Gaza. Donald Trump asked Netanyahu not to strike Gaza while they were negotiating, and Benjamin Netanyahu kept doing it that very weekend, which led to, you know, no long-term peace deal. We then have Iran. Donald Trump asked Benjamin Netanyahu to hold off striking Iran so they could do negotiations. Netanyahu kept striking. And then the most recent iteration of this came in the form of Lebanon. Trump said, they even put in the memorandum, stop striking southern Lebanon. And Iran said, withdraw Israel's troops from southern Lebanon. Trump asked Benjamin Netanyahu to do this, and it did not end up happening. In fact, he escalated his strikes even more. So when you look at all of this in totality, it seems like Donald Trump is putting his foreign policy goals regarding Israel over the American people. Because he is. Now, I don't think Trump is beholden to some insidious group of people that are trying to pull the strings. No, it's not even that conspiratorial. You don't have to generalize any group. You don't have to lean into bigotry to just understand that Donald Trump's incentives are Donald Trump first. And when large pro-Israel donors and lobbyists are able to funnel money into him, he will follow the incentives that that provides. For example, here are some stats. The baseline U.S. aid to the country of Israel is $3.3 billion per year in foreign military financing and $500 million per year in missile defense. I think if Trump had any balls whatsoever, or I think if Trump had any actual care for the American people, he would immediately threaten to cut off aid to Israel, or at least cut off the unconditional aspect of it. I mean, we are funneling money into the country of Israel just so they don't follow us and they break our ceasefires and continue to abuse human rights in both the West Bank, Gaza, Lebanon, Iran, and so on and so forth. But on top of the $3.3 billion per year that we give them already, the Trump admin then decided to fast track and expedite an extra $4 billion in military assistance to Israel, and then approved another $12 billion in major foreign military sales to Israel. They have since proposed more and more arms being sent to Israel. Trump is asking to increase the military budget to $1.6 trillion to pay for the missiles that we've lost with this failed war for Israel. One more time, the military budget, which is already overinflated at $900 billion, Trump wants to increase to $1.6 trillion so we can restore a lot of the missiles that we've wasted in this failed war with Iran. In 2026, the State Department then approved over $6.5 billion more in military sales to Israel, including joint light tactical vehicles, Apache helicopters, and other military contact. The Council on Foreign Relations says that this Iran war has cost Americans $132 billion thus far. And what are the benefits? That's my simple question. What benefits have we seen from this war? Because from where I stand, we have incurred all of the costs. High gas prices, inflation, less respect on the global stage, the Strait of Hormuz is being told, less freedom of passage for oil. We've incurred all of the costs while having none of the benefits. We haven't benefited whatsoever. This has been a disastrous war, and I'm going to leave it there. Check in on Wednesday at noon for our debate show. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.